We are going to continue the hour by talking about the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Every single year at this time, they launch their Sculpture in the Garden event, a really cool exhibition of plants and art that happens at the garden every single fall. It's going to open this Sunday, the 18th, and run through December 4th. ncbg.unc.edu is the website for more information on the garden and all the work they do. We're joined now in the studio by Emily Oglesby, who's the Communications and Exhibits Coordinator at the Botanical Garden, to talk about the Sculpture in the Garden exhibit. Emily, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
So before we get into Sculpture in the Garden, give us an overview on the Botanical Garden in general for folks who don't know.
The North Carolina Botanical Garden is a public garden. We're part of UNC Chapel Hill, and we're a conservation garden, which means that we're focused on gardening with, researching, conserving, and educating people about plants that are native to the southeastern U.S. And our main garden is located on the corner of Fordham Boulevard and Old Mason Farm Road in Chapel Hill. We're open 9 to 5 Tuesdays through Saturdays and 1 to 5 on Sundays. And then we also oversee a few other sites around town. We oversee Coker Arboretum and Battle Park on the UNC campus, Mason Farm Biological Reserve, Parker Preserve, and a few other spots as well.
All right, so that's the garden in general. Now Sculpture in the Garden, what's it entail?
Yeah, Sculpture in the Garden is an annual exhibit of outdoor sculptures by local artists. It takes place each fall in our native plant display gardens. This year's show features 77 installations by 50 artists.
Wow.
It's a big show this year. And, you know, our gardens provide an ever-changing setting for the sculptures. So it's a little different from seeing something in a gallery or even seeing an outdoor sculpture show on a flat grassy lawn, because, you know, the plants and the wildlife and the weather around the sculptures are always changing.
77 works of art by 50 artists, so some brought two. Did any bring three?
Exactly. Nope. Two is the limit.
Two is the limit.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know in advance, or do they just show up? It's like, I made these two. Can you take them?
We do. We have them submit their entries in advance.
Okay.
And we go through them, and we make selections based on what we think will be a good fit for
what
the garden.
Are the artists basically the same from year to year? Are there new artists this year?
Great question. There are... This year, out of the 50, 17 are new,
okay,
and 33 are returning. So it's a good mix. We do have artists who, you know, so this is the 34th year. We've had artists who have been in the show basically every year since the late 80s. And then, yeah, there are always new people coming in. So it's a mixture.
Speaking with Emily Oglesby, talking about the Sculpture in the Garden exhibition at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Again, it opens on Sunday the 18th and runs through December 4th. So you've got the whole fall season to check it out. ncbg.unc.edu is the website. It's always a fall event. Why fall?
Well, fall, you know, when people think of like a peak time in the garden, you might think spring. That's sort of the classic idea. But fall is also a really beautiful time, especially here in North Carolina. Obviously, the temperatures are a little cooler, but we have a ton of fall-blooming wildflowers like goldenrod, asters, and other species of sunflowers. You know, the leaves start to change. So it's just a really fun time to encourage people to come out to a garden. And yeah, one thing that's cool about it is that, you know, mid-September, it still kind of feels like summer. It's basically like the show starts in summer. By the time it ends in December, it's basically winter. We've had snowstorms at the end. I mean, so you really get to see a wide variety of the seasons during the show.
It's a cool thing about the garden. You can go in mid-September and then again in late October and late November and see just three different landscapes, basically.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And we hope people will do that. And actually, we have, in addition to awards chosen by a jurist, we have a People's Choice Award. We have three first, second, and third place. And we hope people will come and vote for their favorite sculpture. You can fill out a ballot in our breezeway, and voting is open through November 18th.
ncbg.unc.edu for more information on the garden and the Sculpture in the Garden exhibition. Speaking with Emily Oglesby, and as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks should know about what's going on at the garden?
The sculpture show opens this weekend, Sunday, September 18th. The following weekend, Saturday, September 24th, is our annual fall plant sale that goes from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our display gardens. And there, people will be able to get all kinds of Southeastern native perennials, ferns, vines, trees, and shrubs. It's an awesome way to get your garden started for the fall. About a month later, on Sunday, October 23rd, we have our Fall Family Fun Day with lots of hands-on nature activities for kids. And then just in general, on an ongoing basis, we have a ton of educational programs, whether you're interested in learning about botanical art or native plant gardening. There's something for everyone. We have programs for adults and kids and families. So all of that information is at ncbg.unc.edu/calendar.
So head to the website for more on that and head to the garden for the Sculpture in the Garden exhibition beginning on Sunday, running until December 4th. Emily Oglesby, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.